Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our Marani Rosh Chichul Mishmas. Maris Esther, Esther Shmur, is Chayim, Tzikim, Esat, Echad, 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 and Chayim, Chayim, Fig, Vas, Michal, Dis, Basia, Yagur, Shalom, Edo, Ber, Maris Esther, Esther Shmur, Maris Chayim, Tzikim, Esat, Echad, 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 Yitzhak ben Bracha, Moshe ben Reizel, based on the Torah, Mori Rabbi Agon Agadol, Dovisak Manzatzal, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavov, Parashas Bereishis, Vayom Elokim Nasa, Odom Bitzalmeo, let us make man, says Hashem, Elokim. Says Elokim, let us make man in our image. Rashi says, Afo Pishalo Siubi Yitzhila, so what's this Lashon Rabbi? Let us make man. It was Hashem alone creating us. V'yesh mokom l'minim lildos bo, and the minim have a place here to say, hey, there's more than one God. Lo nimna kosim l'ami derech eretz. The pasuk still wanted to teach us derech eretz u'midas hanava. She'agadol nimlach v'noitel v'shus min hakotam. That a gadol should take counsel from a cotton. So it's like Hashem is speaking to the angels. Or as Rashi says, Nimlach, first Rashi says that Nimlach bepamalya shelo, here he says Nimlach bebezdin. She nidbar in bezdino elala. Nidbar and Beis Dina would have said Esa Adam, then he's on his own. But no, he took counsel with those smaller than him. So that's the lima from this pasuk, that even though this might lead one to believe there's more than one creator of the world, still, to teach us Derech Eretz, it was worth risking such a mistake. So l'chor, we have to understand, it's clear Shekol Yitziras HaBriyah B'Shvil Adami. Like it says in Rashi, in Pasuk Aleph, B'shul Torah Shenikru Reishis, or B'shul Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. And for that reason we have in Pasuk Lam, it's going to be a long kasha, so we're going to get to the kasha at the end. So just bear with me, if you will. We see Pasuk Lam at Aleph, Ayom HaShish, it says Tov Me'od. Unlike the other days, it just says Tov, because on the other days, even though it was finished, but it didn't reach the Tachlis, can't say Tov Me'od. Tov Me'od is only when man is created. Everything reaches the Tachlis. And therefore, it says Yom HaShishi, with a Hey idea. Because the other days aren't dependent on each other. What was done on Monday has nothing to do with what was done on Tuesday. Yom Sheni has nothing to do with Yom Shlishi. But Shishi, so you can't say that on Sheni, it was already known what was going to be done on Shlishi. But Shishi was already known from the get-go. The sixth day, that's what we were waiting for from the beginning. Because that's the Tachlis. That's the Briya Sa'adam. That's the Yom HaYadua. So the Yikar is man. Shul Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. And that's the explanation of what it says in Rashi later on, 2:5. That the tzmachim that were created didn't go out. They were created on the fifth day, but they didn't come out of the karka till the sixth day, because there was no man to recognize, to appreciate the rain. Mitzat sheni, we have what we see in Rashi, Perek Aleph, Yudalit, and Chof Dalit, that everything was already created on the first day, and all it needed was to be brought out. We'll see there in Rashi, and see in the Ramban, in Pasuk Chof Dalit, it just needed to be actualized, but it was created potentially already on the first day. Rashi says in Pasuk Chof Yudalit that the luminaries in the sky, they were already created on the first day. Uviyoma or Vit Siva Lemli Talos Barakiyah. And then on the fourth day, he commanded them to go out to the Rakia. And Rashi there says that Kol Todos Shemayim Baretz Miyom Rishon, everything was created on the first day, and then it came out on the correct day, on the proper day, on the destined day. See also in the Ramban Pasuk Chof Dalet. So what's the inyan of these three stages? Everything is on the first day, and then you have by the Tzmachim on the fifth day created, they come out on the sixth day. And everything was on the first day, and then it came out on the day that its own specific day, the day it was destined to be created on, but really it was already there on the first day. It's also mashma that man was created only on the sixth day, not like everything else was created on the first day. Otherwise, why would he have to consult with the malachim on the sixth day? So why is man different than everybody else? The answer is everything is for the tachlis of man. And therefore, it's all for the needs of man. And if they're not all created on the first day, so then the first day wasn't a complete day. So, on the first day already, you have the creation. Everything is already there for man on the first day. Doesn't matter what, because the whole world is for man. So already on the first day, potentially everything was there, everything was created. And then only afterwards it came out, you know, for its, with its own, in its own form, in its own essence. But in potential, it was all already done on the first day, because on the first day already, God said, listen, I'm creating it for man. I don't want to do a half-baked job, so I'm already creating everything, potentially is already there on the first day. It's just going to be actualized and only come out in its proper form later on. But already on the first day, since God was creating the world for the tachlis of man, so everything was already made for the tachlis of man on the first day. So it was a davar shelem. And then particularly with the tzemachim, man has to daven for them to come out, so they were created again on the fifth day, they were a Pesach HaKarka, and then they only came out on the sixth when man davened. But everything is there for man, and therefore man was created only on the sixth day. Because everything until now was for man, and the actual man comes out when everything is ready for him. And with this we can explain what it says in the Gemara in Pesachim, why it doesn't say Ki Tov on the second day, because the light of Gehenna was created. And Rav Lazar says, even though it doesn't say Ki Tov, but on Yom HaShishi it says Vayar Alekim is called Sheres Avinei Tov Me'od. So it is good. In the end, it's included in the sixth day. But the question is, if it's all shall Gehenim, and it's no good on the second day, then how does it suddenly very good on the sixth day? And also on Shlishi Nichbobo Kitov. And Rashi explains, it doesn't say Kitov on the second day because Lo Nigma Lalecha Samayim Ad Yom Shlishi. And if it's not finished, then it's not good. Can't say that it's good. Therefore, on Tuesday, it says twice Ki Tov. Once for what was finishing Monday's job, and the other is for doing Tuesday's job. And if so, that's why it doesn't say Ki Tov on the second day, not because Or Shel Gehenim isn't good, but because it wasn't a complete job. We have two kashas in the Gemara. One kasha in the Gemara is that how can you say it's no good? That's why it doesn't say Ki Tov on Tuesday, on Monday, when it says Tov Me'od on Friday, and that includes Monday. Then it is good. So why are you telling me it's not good because Or Shel Gehenim was created on Monday and therefore it's not good? But then you tell me it is good because it says Tov Me'od on Friday. Then it is good. And not only that, it says Pamaim Ki Tov on Tuesday, but on Monday, so it is good. Based on what we explained, it would appear that exactly was the Gemara's kasha. When it says "mipnayin lo nemar bo kitov," if "meimah lo nigmar bo adav," why doesn't it get completed on Monday? The answer is "mishum or shel gehenim." That's not tov mitzaratzma. The other things are good. Mitzaratzma, they're good. Or shel gehenim isn't. And therefore, the other things weren't finished. The water wasn't finished to show that it's not a complete inyan in itself. Just ultimately, it's going to have a purpose. Like even Gehenna has a purpose, ultimately, for man's usage. Adrav, it's very good, it purifies man. And since it's all for the Tachlis, and vis-a-vis the Tachlis, there's no nafkamina. Whether or not you finished it. Because even when you finish it, it's not very good. Because it's only there for the Tachlis. The thing itself that's only there for a Tachlis, even when you're finished, it's still only there for Tachlis. So when it's half-baked or completely baked, it's the same thing. It's just there for the Tachlis, but not for the thing itself. So Monday was an incomplete job. Because it's only there for the Tachlis. Or shel gehenim of man. To purify man, but inherently it's not a good thing. So when it was finished on Friday, it became Tov Me'od. Because then it was Meshamesh L'Tachlis, because now man is created. And now it's going to purify man, so it's very good. But you can't say good on Monday because it's mitzaratzmo, it's no good. Davrshe kshelatzmo gehenim is no good. Just it serves a purpose. So you can only make a partial creation on Tuesday to show that ein inyan medavratzmo lebekiyam tachlisa. We have no interest in the matter itself just for its tachlis, so therefore it's showing that Gehenim is no good on Tuesday because we're only interested in its tachlis, it's no good mitzad atzmo. And therefore also when the water wasn't completed, show that mitzad atzmo, because it's connected, it's Monday, it's the same day as Gehenim, which mitzad atzmo isn't good, so the water also mitzad atzmo in the meantime isn't good, it's incomplete. And then on Friday, man was created, so then Gehenna suddenly became very good. And on Tuesday, you can say Tov about the Mayim because it was finished. But on Monday, it wasn't finished because it comes along with Gehenna. And Gehenna is not a Tachlis b'fnei atzmo. Gehenna is only there for the Tachlis, but it's not a Dover Tov k'shel atzmo. Therefore, water was also created as a Dover that's not Tov k'shel atzmo, it was only created partially. Tuesday, it was completed, so you can say Tov. And then Friday it says Tov even about Gehenna because it says Tov Me'od because it's Meshamish the Tachlis Adam. So based on this, based on all of this, I told you have to bear with me and we'll get to the Kasha. So the Kasha is that since everything was created, Ad Briyas Adam, why was everything created before man? To prepare for man. Because man is the Tachlis. That's where we were going with our Kasha. Everything is for the sake of man. Because man is the Tachlis HaBriah. So since everything is for the sake of man, then why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take counsel with the Malachim, with the Beis and Shalmala, and ask whether or not to create man? Or everything he did until now was in order for the sake of man. So what is he asking? Should I create him or not? What does this mean? So it must be that when a katan takes counsel with a gadol, that's to know what to do. Should he do it or shouldn't he do it? Therefore, you take counsel in advance. You want to know, should you do it or shouldn't you do it? But when a gadol takes counsel with a katan, man, nava v'derech eretz. So he can first do and then he can ask. When a gadol takes counsel with a katan, it's just in order to take counsel, not to really know what to do, but just to show his humility, just to show that he's always asking them for their opinion. But the ma'isa doesn't have to be in advance of what he does, because he knows what to do. He knows what's right. But he just has to show that he's small, to sort of lower himself and show them that they're also, he's machshiv them. Or primarily to show that he's not so machshiv himself. Maybe he says, oh, what do you think? What's your opinion? The whole Indian here is be'etzem ma'isa nimlach. Just the fact that he's taking counsel. That's the point, not to know what to do. He knows what to do. But here it's there to teach us derech eretz. It's there to teach us you should take other people into account, so therefore it doesn't necessarily have to be kaseder. One could argue, it's already a chuchavit, it's a joke. If you already did it, then what does the taking counsel mean? He's not really taking counsel, he already did it. Doesn't matter what they say. The answer is, I think Rashi says that this comes to teach us derech eretz. Lamei derech eretz umidas anava. So the point is just to teach derech eretz and anava. Just to teach that you have to take counsel with other people, even if you don't need to know what to do. You know exactly what to do. That's exactly the lesson. Even if you know exactly what to do, you should still take counsel. And therefore, even though Hashem already did it, because you know exactly what to do, but he took counsel. So it teaches us the same lesson that we should also take counsel, even if it's not to know whether we should do it or not, because we know we're going to do it. But still, show an oven derech eretz and ask. What do you think? And with this we can understand what it says in Baba Basra and Daf Dalet, in Mais of Hordus, that he was afraid to build the bias to renovate the Beis HaMikdash based on the Eitz of Bava Ben Buta because of Malchus Romi. And Bava Ben Buta gave him an Eitz, send a Shliach, let him go for a year, stay there for a year, come back. And in the meantime, you'll knock it down and build it up. And that's what he did. And they sent him back. If you haven't destroyed it yet, don't. And if you did destroy it, then don't build it. And if you destroyed it and built it, then you're a bad Eved. Avda Bisha Basar David Mismalchin. Even if you are armed and in command of a military force, your book, in other words, your genealogical record is here. Lo rakav, lo barak, or this avda klin kalakananya misavid. You're neither a king nor the son of a king, but rather Herod the slave who made himself a free man. So that's the Gemara. So what's this opinion of Avda Bisha, of being an evil Eved? The Taina is that Basar de Avda Mismalchin. And after you do it, now you're asking questions, now you're taking counsel. So what's the inyan that they're saying to him? No, you're a bad Eved. Is that anything to do with him being a bad evidence? Is it with him taking doing before he takes counsel? So Ayin Shem b'Marasha. So based on what we said, it's very good. That when a gadol is nimlach b'katan mishum derech eretz, which is the ikar is the ma'isa hamlacha, the ikar is the ma'isa that he's doing to take counsel, not the outcome of what he's going to do. That's when a gadol is nimlach b'katan. So if that'd be the case, as long as he first sent before he built, that'd be enough. There's no taina. Because even if he'd have built before he got the actual Eitzah, but it doesn't matter. The important thing is that he sent. Before he did it, he sent, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Before we actually created man. So he asked the Malachim. So to hear. Before he actually built it, he sent to ask the question, even though in the end he did it without waiting for their answer. But the ikar is the Maisa HaNimlach. So if Hordus would have been a real Gadol, and he was just being Nimlach B'Katan, then it would have been fine for him to have sent, and then he could have done whatever he wants, which is exactly what he did. First he sent, and in the meantime he did whatever he wanted. But their taina was, no, you're an Eved. You're an Eved. And since you're an Eved who made himself into a free man, so you're not a Gadol HaNimlach B'Katan. You're a Katan HaNimlach B'Gadol. You're a small person who's taking counsel with a bigger person. So therefore, what right did you have to first build before you actually got the Eitzah? You're a katan and nimlach b'gadol. But if you were a gadol and nimlach b'katan, then what you did would have been fine. That's why they emphasize that now you're just an eved. As the Gemara there relates earlier on Gimel Amud Beis, that Hordus was a slave in the house of the Chashmoneans, and he heard a divine voice that said, any slaves who rebelled will succeed. He killed them. So, their taina was, you're just a slave, so therefore you have to wait until you act. So to summarize, our question was, what's the inyan of being nimlach the Beis Dino, if everything was created in advance for man? Of course he's going to create man. So the answer is, ein chinami. Hashem didn't really, he wasn't doing it in order to find out what to do. He knew that he was going to create man, but he was showing anava. So before he actually did it, before he actually did it, then he asked their Eitzah. Even though he would have done it without it anyway, and he put everything in place in advance. But the point is that before he actually acted b'fo'al, he asked them. He asked them their advice, because that's what they did, that's a gadol being nimlach b'katan. Not doing it to find out what to do. Then he would have asked them before he did anything. But here we're just doing it to show another derech eretz. Therefore, after everything was already in place, he asked them before he actually created man before. And with that, we explain the Gemara about Bava ben Butan and Hordus. That Hordus, they had a time in Rome. Like, what did you? You're an eved. What are you building before you get the answer? You're a katan and imlach b'gadol, not a gadol and imlach b'katan, who just is ascending. Show derech eretz and anava. The ikar is the ma'isa hanimlach, that you did a ma'isa to ask. You're not in that category. You had a right to build before getting an answer, because you're just an eved. So you should have waited for the answer. But if you're a gadol, then you don't have to wait for the answer. The ikar is the ma'isa hanimlach, the ma'isa of asking, of taking counsel, and that shows anava. No, Advarim Meirim Kesapirim Baruch Hashem. And I have a lot more to say. There's so much to say just on this pasuk and these Rashis and pasuk. So hopefully we'll revisit it, and please stay tuned for more. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.